The sounds of protests this weekend in Hong Kong. Hundreds of thousands came out into the streets there to show their dissatisfaction with the way China is trying to run the city. Hong Kong is officially part of the People's Republic of China, but it's enjoyed a special status for years, one that allows for more political freedoms there. Now, a bill would allow authorities to extradite Hong Kongers to stand trial in China, and that's what brought the protesters out. Chris Chang is a journalist with the independent Hong Kong Free Press. We caught up with him earlier outside one of the city's metro stations.
The protest yesterday was perhaps the largest protest ever in Hong Kong's history. So a march on Sunday with a million of turnout, it's very high, and it probably exceeded everyone's expectation.
Was there something fundamentally different about this protest compared to those that happened in 2014 with the Umbrella Movement?
I guess regardless of how we think about the Umbrella Movement, there was a division in society about whether to support that movement. This protest against the so-called extradition bill, it's quite a uniting factor in society because many people, even including the sort of conservative business sector, find difficulty in accepting this bill. Most of them agree that there is a danger, even for the business community, that they may be sent to China for trial. A lot of people who have either never joined a protest in Hong Kong or rarely joined any marches in Hong Kong had joined this protest on Sunday.
What's the mood among protest leaders? I mean, what's their next step?
This issue is moving very fast. It will be sent to the Legislative Council, Hong Kong's Congress, so to speak. So moving on to the final voting stages of the bill on Wednesday. Today, the organizers of the march have another press conference saying that they will have a rally outside the Legislative Council for every single meeting that the council would debate this bill. There are looming pressure for different sectors in society to call for a general strike, including people not going to work or businesses stop running for that day. So it's moving towards the direction of even wider scale of protests against this.
Chris, how are you feeling personally at this point, having observed these over the years?
I think a recent change in my own feeling is that I've seen a lot of my friends who are highly educated, who have very successful careers, they start to want to look into ways to move out of Hong Kong because of all the difficulties, all the political controversies in Hong Kong, and there is no way out for them. So the only way out is to actually move out of Hong Kong. And that could be a really sad thing because Hong Kong has been such a fortunate place for many years with all its talents and development and all that. The Hong Kong government's way of governance of Hong Kong and the Beijing government's decision on how to rule Hong Kong has forced this very group of talented people to actually think of leaving Hong Kong. That's a really sad thing.
Chris, where are you right now?
I'm outside on Hong Kong Island near the protest site.
And what does it look like there today? I mean, are there remnants of the protests from yesterday?
The protesters have either left or cleared out by the police officers around midnight. The banner they use says in English, no extradition to China. Many of them were left on the ground.
Chris Chang is a journalist with the independent Hong Kong Free Press.